Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to JD Radio. And you know what? I got something to tell you. For some reason, my technology didn't want to work on this episode. It didn't want to work for me. So there's like huge chunks missing out of different topics that I'm talking about on this episode, which is super annoying. But there is enough that can actually turn it into an episode. So we're just going to make it happen. I'm going to just edit it together, and I'm going to make it as good for you as possible. We talked about P. Diddy and Meek Mill. We talked about the Omalay situation. And we also talked about Ryan Garcia tweaking Risa Tisa's story and backlash. And also the Dylan Dave Chappelle scenario. I might keep doing this the way that I'm doing it. I'm also working on creating this interview project that's going to be a Patreon exclusive that I might just mainly focus on. Also, JD Radio might just be a radio show. I was thinking like that was the whole point in the beginning. Now I'm just talking about random topics, but I wanted to talk to you, the people. I don't know if you all have ever seen Therapy Gecko on YouTube or TikTok or Twitch or anywhere. I like the way that they do their thing. People call in. And they just give advice, and they ask them about random topics, and then they respond. I feel like that would be way more fun. Maybe it becomes a thing where I live stream it on a weekly basis, like record it, live stream it at the end of the week, upload it the next, live stream it in the middle of the week, and get all the live calls and all that stuff, and then upload it the following week. I would love some feedback if any of you are listening or watching. All right, so with that, I apologize for the technical issues on this episode, but enjoy the episode, all right? Thanks. Okay, y'all. So there has been some updates to the whole P. Diddy scandal. For those that don't know, catch you back up. You know, him and... I forgot her name. No. What's her name? Cassie. Dang, that would have been really annoying. Him and Cassie got into, they didn't get into anything, but Cassie, you know, she went out of her way to talk about all these egregious things that Sean Puffy Combs did to her in a very long lawsuit that I believe is still available to the public to see. His lawyers and all them denied that it actually happened, but regardless of it being denied, within 24 hours he paid her off. He paid her like 20 or people said it was $30 million that he paid her, which is a lot of money. It's a very large amount of money, which I think everyone can say, excuse me, what's going on? We giving out $30 million? And I think a lot of the people who, you know, who kind of like work with Diddy. Meek Mill, for some reason, went to Twitter and was tweeting all kinds of stuff. He was tweeting out new music. He was tweeting out, hey, what's your favorite playlist? All kinds of random nonsense. And then he, for some reason, decided, hey, stop asking me if I'm straight. I'm just going to play it raw, how the world is. I'm blessed. I'm okay, but I ain't hearing nothing good looking. I don't know what that means. I'm just reading what I'm seeing right here. And then he started putting out more tweets about his music. Five pack out. I only heard good reactions. Where the reaction vids at? He started putting his stuff out, talking about music. Check out this CNN video. And then he started to kind of go down the rabbit hole. Nobody used to seeing this much info or this man's crazy videos. It's deprogramming people from all the things they was taught. I'm gonna put these jacks down for a sec and just promote and create. I was sending that guy to the store, letting him have the side room for years, feeding his kids. He spent it on clothes. Y'all better not be dumb enough to follow his motion. He gonna crash y'all out. Don't follow the heathens. My album match is this watch when y'all hear it. I'm not sure what he's talking about. Don't tell me, stop responding, do something. Wait, what? I guess people were like, bro, just chill, Meek, you good. I don't know. And then he started putting out his favorite songs. I'm off the streets, but the real men gonna stand up every time. I did it all for the town. this only 5 songs. Give me a few weeks, whole album. Next time it's on a Monday, exactly how I'm thinking. Why would I drop on the same day as a comp at the same price point? Good looking. I'm just reading his Twitter right now, and I can't tell you I understand what's going on. Keep talking while I keep dropping this flame. Now, obviously, the whole thing is that people are, I guess they were insinuating he's gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay, but I don't think he is. I think he's not good at just responding with, "Hey, I'm not." But it's almost like this was a marketing ploy. This is a weird, interesting way to go about it. You know, this is just very strange. This one says, this is how people texted me. I turned my gram off to drop my new music. People are starting to ask me, am I cool? Like what I'm playing with my son. And I just made like 400 bands at the time, LOL. I woke up to Deion Sanders featuring FT saying, I hope you're doing well. LOL. I was just happy Deion called me. I mean, low key, this feels like a good way to capitalize on the drama, because he's just kind of rambling and people are like, yo, he's losing it. And he might not be losing it. If anything, he's kind of engagement farming. He's getting everybody to talk about him, which is kind of interesting to a certain degree. I'm getting sidetracked. I'm trying to read the rest of these funny messages. My next tour is called Internet versus Real Life, so we can measure the scale. LOL. He's talking about TikToks. Somebody pull my school record. I'm supposed to be dead or in jail. I'm living magical out this joint for real. Repost this if I should go some. I don't trust nothing. Yeah, I don't know. It's it's weird. It's like, he can say whatever he wants to say, but for some reason he chose not to just say, hey, y'all, those are false rumors. That's not true. it's just ranting. I can just hear him rapping it. If you take the streets from me, I'll give you everything I have. I'm a trailblazer for the streets to rise above anything. I got real people using my energy to push through. I'm not stopping. Video tomorrow, drop it. Yeah, I don't know why I did that, but that's what I'm hearing. Do you tell your family you love them or text or call every day? You rather just type to people you don't know? Most left the family for the internet image. It's almost on like Kanye rant behavior. I need my own channel on Sirius Radio so badly. I'll turn every car in America up. Okay. All right. Most of these people never experience the things that I've been trying to dictate. Yeah, there's not really much here. I mean, there is a lot here, but he's just all over the place. And then he goes back to just living his life and reposting random things. So Meek Mill chose his particular route when it came to denying the legal allegations. On the other hand, we got Usher baby, and he was hanging out with Russell Simmons, who is also caught up in his own controversy. And I will say, low key, kind of smart on Usher. Instead of him responding to the controversy that had anything to do with him, he said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna just go hang out with somebody who's got more controversy than me. And Russell Simmons said, doesn't he have like a list? When everybody talking like this, I don't know how to do it. Shout out to Avion Crockett. Go check out his new movie. This says, when I was at the lowest point in my life, I woke up and this man was sitting by my bed. I guess that's Usher. Which I'm sure the comments started to insinuate weird things. Whatever. I had known Usher since he was a kid, but we really bonded because of our mutual love for self-discovery and our belief. Is this going to play audio? And our belief in yogic, like yogi science, as a direct route to realizing God's consciousness in ourselves. People remember to remember this. A friend walks in when others walk out. I will never forget the generosity, I think he talks like this, of spirit. I witnessed, I don't know why he sounds like Mayor Quimby from Simpsons, in this man, God bless you, baby bro, Usher, love you. And you know what the comments did. You know what the comments did. The comments did what the comments do. They probably said all kinds of crazy things. I'm not here to judge, man. All I know is this is the world. This is the world we live in. This is the strange world we live in. And yeah, that's it. That's basically the P. Diddy Meek Mill Usher scenario. Let me know what you think about it, and we will either wrap this episode or continue on to the next topic. But from what people are thinking, they're thinking it's Ryan, who may just be having a bit of a mental collapse, which is possible. These things happen. Let's watch his video of him, I guess, explaining why he said all this. Okay, so he looks pretty coherent here, and he looks fairly normal, but this is a video of him giving some sort of breakdown of what happened to him.
Hey guys, it's me, Ryan. I'm coming on here to explain what's going on. I'm not in possession of my phone. I can't get access to my Instagram. My cards are locked. And I'm just being real, you know, I'm being real taken advantage. And I personally wanted just to send out a video to the people that love me and my fans and family that's concerned that I'm okay. I'm not dead.
Okay, so in that video, he looked the most coherent that I've seen him in the most recent clips that have come out of him. And things seem to be normal, but I guess, you know, some people were saying they're not sure if this is legit because it's like you don't have any access to your phone, but somebody is filming you wherever you are. Looks like he's waiting at an airport lobby or something. But this is what I would say the most coherent version of him that I've seen, because I saw a video of him up on the podium getting ready to promote his fight with a bunch of people. And he seemed a little like slurring his words and having issues, like a young Joe Biden. No disrespect, but I'm not sure what to think. But then he started ranting on a Twitter space with Andrew Tate, of all people, and things got really bizarre. So let's look at that.
Yo, Andrew.
Hey, bro. All right, talk to us.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. They held me down and they made me watch little kids get raped. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Where?
Bro, they fucking took me to the fucking woods, bro, and they fucking tied. I'm not fucking joking, bro. I have fucking proof, bro. I don't give a fuck. Bro, I fucking will show you every fucking video you could ever fucking believe. Bohemian Grove is real. They fucking tied me down and they made me fucking watch, dog. I absolutely don't give a fuck anymore. Yes, I fucking lost it. They're raping little kids.
He doesn't want to take us all, so let's go. Come on, Ryan. He doesn't
want to
take us.
Come on, fuck this guy. Bro, fuck this dude, dude.
Who?
Bro, you know the higher elites, bro. You already know who they are, bro.
No, you know what?
You know the path you're going down is dangerous, my friend.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. They can't touch me. I'm a god.
Well, that's the first point of contention, because I care about you a lot, and I can assure you from my own personal experience that they can touch you, which is,
bro,
the worst part.
No,
about
they, the fuck you talking about? For if Alex could get a fucking video from the Bohemian Grove, of course I could.
Well, I have to be careful what I say, because I'm in the middle of a judicial process right now.
You want me to get you out of it? I can help.
Well, bro, my door gets kicked in if I say what I'm thinking.
Okay, well, I can help you get out of it if you want. I know people.
Oh.
Okay, so from what I'm gathering, he seems to be under some sort of... I don't know if he's under the influence. All I know is that he could be having a manic episode, because this is giving big Kanye bipolar energy, you know? It feels like there's more at play here that we're not aware of. He's talking about Bohemian Gardens. He's talking about children being assaulted, which is not cool at all. Very gross. And Andrew Tate is kind of like, you know, especially Andrew Tate, who is like a very vocal person. He's kind of like, okay, bro, Bugatti. So, yeah, I don't know, but this is the whole Ryan Garcia story, and I hope he gets better. I hope he gets better, and I hope he is able to fight in his bout later this month or whenever it is. Maybe, I don't know when it is, April maybe, or next month or next year. I wish him all the best. Moving on. About the O'Malley situation. He prances her around. They have a silhouette. He's watching her dance. She's having the time of her life. Again, the whole time, boyfriend's still sitting in the crowd, and then a large, I guess that's a curtain, just came down. I'm giving you a play-by-play in case you can't see. A large curtain came down and covered him and her, and then things proceeded. Why do I talk like this? Proceeded. There's now a huge spotlight on this curtain, with a silhouette of their bodies. And she is, you know, being what we can all see as seductive. And he is also being seductive and promiscuous. It takes two to tango. And oh, are they tangoing? He came out of his clothing. To a certain degree, I believe he was wearing like a silk robe shirt. So he probably has no shirt on at this point. This is interesting. He and her then grab each other and start dry humping each other. Mind you, the boyfriend is still in the crowd just watching this happen. And I'll give you my thoughts as soon as we finish this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, she is gyrating all over him. Mm-hmm. He is rubbing her head, yes. She has now, for some reason, bent down to the Megan Thee Stallion knees stance and is very close to his drawstring. She comes back up. That was very good dancing, I will say. Again, the boyfriend is still in the crowd. The boyfriend is nowhere to be found. He is in the crowd while everyone's phones are out as this artist begins to continue to dry hump his then girlfriend. And she is having the time of her life, boy. She's taking selfies. This is 2024, baby. He then ring around the rosies her and twists her around so that she can about face and assume the position. And while assuming the position, for some reason, she put an arch in her back, put a hump in your back, and shake your rump, is what is going on right now. And he is dry humping her. Oh, what the heck? I lost the footage. He is dry humping her derriere. And I guess it got too risky in my goddamn, what just happened? The video froze. The video froze on me. Hold on, go back. Play the video. What is going on? Full screen, dude. All right, there we go. Scoot up. Yeah. Dry humping, dancing, singing. It's a concert. I'm sure the artist is not aware that he is dancing on someone's girlfriend. And if he is aware, whew, okay. It is really, really sensual. Boyfriend's still in the crowd. She's having a great time. He slaps her on the booty. He grabs her again. He dry humps her even harder. This is like Sports Center play-by-play. Yeah, you know, she was very excited to go to this concert. I'm sure she's very happy that her boyfriend took her, or if they both went together. The boyfriend, not so much. All right, I'm going to just skip ahead and see what happens, because, like, if it gets to the point where he, like, starts trying to, like, kiss her, that's kind of crazy. Like, they're singing, they're dancing. You can't see anything past this curtain. I think he might be trying to kiss her, which is really wild. And then she pulls out her phone. The dance segment is over. She gives him another hug. She jumps into his arms and puts her legs up in the air so he can carry her and throttle. All right. Wow. All right. It just don't stop. And yeah, and then everybody comes out from behind the curtain. All right, so my thoughts on this. I think there's a discussion to be had. Because, yeah, no, that's wild. That's wild. And if the roles were reversed, any girlfriend would be extremely frustrated with their boyfriend if they went on stage and got, like, a what I would say is a very vivid lap dance. I'm pretty sure anyone would be upset. I know I'd be upset if that was my wife, and I know that she'd be upset if I was up there and some artist I was a fan of, and I'm like, oh, hold my stuff. I'll be right back. Oh, hey, down. Yeah, I think the boyfriend is valid for being upset in this scenario. But we will now talk about the aftermath, which it became that he went on Kai Cenat's stream and Kai tried to make put him on a dating E! Show, because I think him and his girlfriend broke up at this point. So let's check that out.
I'm going to say, bro, it's welcome and I appreciate you. Let me go ahead and say this real quick, bro. First things first, bro, let's clear it up real quick. Is what happened at the concert real?
It's real, man.
And how long was that dating for?
Less than a year.
Wait, why did I hear 7 years? So that was a rumor? It was a rumor?
Yeah, rumor.
Okay, so there was a rumor. But here's my thing. My thing is for you to just clear up anything that you don't, you feel what I'm saying, what people are saying and stuff like that. But also, I want to make sure that after today, bro, we gonna support, you know, get your started, because what happened on that shit, that's crazy to me. When I seen that, I was like, my brother, from brother to brother, let me go help you out.
Okay, so I guess after that, he then put him on like a live stream where they did e-dates, and he was hollering at a bunch of girls, and he ended up meeting a girl, and Kai Cenat gave him like some money, which is cool. Shout out to Kai. And now he's actually doing commercials in his home country, which is very cool. You know, I guess the boyfriend had a glow up off of that very embarrassing moment. But after that, the girl, she said that she wanted to set the record straight. So she actually went on a podcast and she sat back and gave her 2 cents on the scenario and what had happened. So we're going to watch a few snippets of that and we'll give our thoughts at the end. All right. So here's the interview that I guess she did after being called out by the internet, because the entire, you know, let's say what it is. People were very upset. There were people who were very upset. There were people who were like, oh, y'all tripping. But at the end of the day, you know, she definitely probably got cyberbullied off of this, and now she wanted to speak her piece. So here's some clips from that. Let's see what happens.
You in a committed and defiant wine ever, but you were with somebody. Now, this is the question on everybody's minds. Girl, who is this man? Were you in a committed and defined relationship with him?
Yes, we was in a committed relationship.
How long were you together for?
Just under a year, so okay. Going to a year.
And when you say you were in a defined relationship, just so that everybody's aware, he was your boyfriend and you were his girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, perfect. So you mentioned in your apology...
Past tense, was. So, yeah. I'm sure he was embarrassed and he said to himself, hey, I'm really happy that you enjoy this artist, but I did not sign up for this. And also, you know, of course she probably was harassed. He, at the end of the day, also was probably You know, I'm sure the comments weren't nice about him. I'm sure they were like, bro, you wee. Sorry. But yeah, we're not going to watch this entire thing. I'm just going to get to the points of this little interview that I think are the most important. So let's keep going.
So we've seen from the videos that have surfaced online that you were very excited to go on stage. And now that you've revealed to us that he was okay with it, you going on stage, was it something that you just told him or did you guys?
Can I say one thing? Omalay, short king. She loves it. She's like way taller than him in heels. Short kings coming up, except for the other short king who got embarrassed.
Guys, discuss it prior.
We discussed it prior, obviously, but he didn't know that I'd get picked to go on stage. So when Omalay pointed at me, obviously in the video you can see like I was really, really excited, mm-hmm. which I was. And he was encouraging me to go. Like he even said, yeah, like go. That's why I went in the first place.
I could understand. Okay. I could understand him encouraging her to go and be like, yeah, y'all, your favorite artist, go up there. Under the impression that it's like, oh, she's gonna sing into the microphone. She gonna just sing into the microphone and they just go. It's gonna be cute. And then after a few selfies and whatnot, he starts seeing her bring her up to the top of the stage and he's like, hey, yo, where's she going? Hey. Now I know that I'm very much an advocate of the mindset that like, oh bro, you tripping, you might be insecure. This is not an insecurity situation. This is a relationship that I would say, unfortunately, the girl did not respect / appreciate as much as I think. Not even she should have. Maybe they weren't just that. Maybe they weren't that close. I don't know. It was under a year. And maybe she was just like, I don't even know you. I've been listening to Omalay for a decade. I don't know. But yeah, that it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And I'm sure for her, it's very traumatizing to be cyberbullied by the entire world. So it's a bad situation all around.
There's a point in the video where it looks as though he's holding on to you and saying, well, obviously we don't know what he was saying, but it does look like he was a bit reluctant to let you go on stage. Is that fair for us to say?
Not really, just because he was holding me the entire show.
Okay.
So that's why it looked like he didn't want me to go, but he was fine with it. And there was a point where I was like stood next to him and everyone thought like I moved away from him, but I was stood there because I was waiting for the security to get me out of the crowd.
Okay. Okay, so when you got up onto the stage, what was going through your mind from the minute that he pointed to you getting onto the stage, what was going through your mind?
All right, let's skip ahead. I want to get to the point where she asks about the relationship, so let's do that. Okay, so at this point, she's talking about all the backlash she got and also the fact that, like, people asked her to interview her and, you know, I guess her and her boyfriend were pretty much on good terms for a certain amount of time. And then out of nowhere, he ended up on Kai Cenat's stream. And I think that was the end of the relationship. And this is her kind of just coping with the fact that people were telling her terrible things. They were saying, oh, you should KYS, you know, unalive yourself and all kinds of terrible things. And this is just her reaction to that, because, you know, it's super traumatic. So let's see.
Sorry, girl. Can we get her a tissue, please? You okay? Yeah?
That's sad. That's not cool.
comments that you're getting, what's the... Is it from a particular demographic of people? Is it more male, more female? Thank you.
It's a lot of men. A lot of men, but there's also a lot of women as well, which is really shocking. Like, how can you bash another woman for what she's just done. I didn't kill anyone. I didn't go on stage. I didn't kill anyone. I didn't say anything and like I ran off stage or something. I just danced and my boyfriend happened to be there. Like the hate is a lot. It's too much. Mm-hmm. It's too much. I'm only one person. Like this can really, really like get to someone.
I'm sorry you had to go through all of that.
All right. So, yeah, I'm trying to, let me see if there's anything about her and her boyfriend left, and then we'll just wrap it up. All right. So there's nothing really left. I guess that was just the aftermath of the situation. She went on stage. She danced. Her dancing caused a breakup, and now she is upset with being cyberbullied, which is valid. But also, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm in a committed coming up on 7 years of marriage. I'll tell you one thing. I'm for sure not getting on any concert stage and getting a booty rubbed up against me in public. Phones out. That's just me. But yeah, I mean, hopefully she learns from this because the internet is a cruel beast. Mistress. Cool. Mistress beast. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't know. But moving on.
That called me a big back, talking about my weight. And so it's things like that that I'm like, Jesus, you know, I can already admit I'm self-conscious, you know, as a heavier woman. I feel like how I look should not dictate whether or not I deserve what I want.
Okay, so for those that are not aware of who she's talking about, she's talking about Charlamagne. Charlamagne the God. I don't know him personally, but I like The Breakfast Club. It's a pretty good show. But I know people who know him. But he called her a big back, which I did not know was a term. But he said, after hearing, Jess Hilarious, who works on, she's a new co-host of The Breakfast Club. She was breaking down the Risa Tisa story. And out of nowhere, Charlamagne said, what does this woman look like? And then he said, this sounds like big back behavior, which is just, it's just mean. It's just mean. It's not nice. It's not nice to say that about somebody. And he basically tells Jess Hilarious, it sounds like behavior of a larger person who will more or less settle because of where they are in their life physically. And that, you know, people who are of a heavier set are used to just being like, I want to believe that this person loves me and I don't want to end up going back to being alone, which is just really, it's sad. It's really sad for Charlamagne to have said something like that. But his response is very much like, you know, I apologize, but at the same time, I don't know why you're putting out a 50-part story if you're not ready for someone to critique you or talk about it. Critiquing the story is one thing. Talking about her personally and saying that a bigger woman wouldn't be able to get a man like this is just kind of crappy. And it's not necessarily true. That's the part that I'm looking at it like. I'm like, there's some very wealthy people who are bigger themselves and they're with bigger people. But, you know, Charlamagne, I think, apologized. But, you know, he just says whatever he wants to say and he gets paid to do it. That's his job. So this is him talking about
having an opinion about whatever we are venting about. Negative stereotypes of big backs, I understand. Mm-hmm. I'm open to it, but
he said negative stereotypes of big backs. There's no positive stereotypes. What?
Y'all all the time, the easiest way to keep your own peace is to not disturb the peace of others. Mm-hmm. I disturbed that woman's peace and that wasn't my intention. So I apologize if my words made her feel that way. But I do have two things to say. Mm.
Okay, so no disrespect to Charlamagne, but when you apologize by saying, if my words made you feel a certain way, that's not a real apology, because they were still hurtful. So it's not that the words made her feel a particular way. I mean, they did. They did make her emotions get into a certain space, but it's like, no, the words were hurtful. It's not just that the words made feelings randomly come out of her. It's like, no, I knew I was saying hurtful words. I'm sorry for saying them. You don't have to say if they made you feel. Just to let y'all know in the future. That's not a good apology. Just my opinion.
Number one, I never said she don't deserve love because of her size.
Right.
I didn't even know she was big. Yeah. Jeff told the story.
Yo, this is Cap. Yo, I'm sorry. This is Cap, bro. He didn't say that, but I'll let him finish, and I'll remember. I'll let me just listen.
Mm-hmm. And I said, it sounds like big back behavior. And
I sound like big back. Yeah, that's rude. That's mean. You saying that? It sound like a fat person. Sound like fat people behavior.
And I started talking about big back belief. Now, if y'all want to have
big back belief, even just the acronyms, it's comical, but it's hurtful.
A conversation about reinforcing negative stereotypes of big backs, I understand. Mm-hmm. I'm open to it. But acting like I was having a conversation about Risa Tisa's looks and size, that's not accurate. I was speaking in general terms about big back behavior and big back belief. And I actually said, nobody has to be that desperate because there is a man out there for you. Mm-hmm. And I do have...
I'm confused. What does he mean by big back behavior and big back belief? Is that a mindset, or is that... I'm confused. I'm under the impression big back means someone who's bigger. But then again, it could be any of us, because I got some love handles. I could have a big back. I'm not really grasping what he's saying, because it sounds like he's not taking accountability for making her feel bad. But that's just me. That's just what I'm listening to.
One final point. Just one. We all have social media. No, we all have social media.
Absolutely.
And we all use it for different reasons.
Yeah.
And Risa is getting a lot of props for being so vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Salute to her. But I personally feel like we have to stop bringing this stuff to social media if you don't want people to have an opinion about
Absolutely.
It. Because some of this stuff should just be reserved for our therapists. If we can't handle people having an opinion about whatever we are venting about, keep it off social media. That's my personal opinion.
Wait. Okay. So I disagree in a certain stance on that, because what he's saying is, if you don't want people to talk about it, don't post it on the internet. But that's not what she's complaining about. You can critique it, but you chose to critique her. You could have just said, the story sounds crazy. Wow, that lady really wanted to be with that guy. That sounds like something I would never do, but I mean, more power to her. No, you said, can I ask, is this a fat person? Because it's giving big back behavior. So is this a big back person? Because if this is a big back person, then yes, this seems like big back behavior of fat people who settle for whatever they can get because of their size. That's, what do you mean? Also, she's valid to put her information out into the world. You can definitely get criticism. You can also get hate. You can also get love. She's valid to get all of that and still have a reaction. It's almost like he's upset that she reacted to it the way that she did. That's not healthy, like, from a mental health perspective. She can react however she wants to react about his thought on it. And he can also, it can just kind of do this, like tennis. Like, it can go back and forth of reactions. No one is invalid for feeling how they feel when things are said, is what I'm trying to say. So Risa Tisa put out her story. A lot of people were asking her, like, dang, girl, you're super gullible, this, that, and the third. Charlamagne took it a step further and said, ooh, this sounds like a fat person dealing with fat people problems. And then she said, what we watched in a second earlier, I'm not a fan of people saying that she's allowed to react to the fact that y'all are saying I'm too fat to have any of this stuff happen for me, which is hurtful. And then Charlamagne is upset that she felt that way. Like, because he said, well, if you don't want nobody to call you fat, don't put it on the internet. No. It's all valid. Charlamagne can continue to ramble all he wants. And also Risa Tisa can feel upset about being called out of her name or being told that you must be a big back person if you're willing to deal with this. It could continue. There's no like stopping point to, unless it gets like obviously super toxic if people agree to stop. But everyone is allowed to feel and react and be validated in whatever is happening in this scenario. So I find that interesting that he's like, don't put it on the internet if you ain't trying to get chopped up. She can put it on the internet and she can also get chopped up, but you can't be mad at her for reacting negatively to what was negative speak about her. Wasn't positive. The man called her fat. I don't know why he won't just admit to it. That's really interesting. All right. That's just my thought. That's just my thought on it.
Point. When you put it out there in the world, the world's gonna come back many different ways. Some people gonna be supportive. Some people gonna be joking. Some people gonna be negative, and some people gonna be Big backs.
Absolutely. Yeah, and she said that she was already insecure about her weight. So then that, why would you come to such a big, big, big platform thinking that, you know, you're going to be off limits from comments? Like, because it's people who was actually going in.
Absolutely.
On her.
That's not what she's saying. She's not saying that she was off limits. She's saying that y'all cannot be upset with her for having a reaction to this. Or that's, or you know, or her calling them out, they shouldn't be super offended. They should be like, we said what we said. We was making jokes. Sorry if we hurt your feelings. And then move on with it. That's my opinion. I don't know. I think that's it. This I feel like I'm not going to watch this whole 8-minute thing. But they are valid. And so is she. Everyone's valid. Honestly, I don't know how else to say it. Everyone is valid in this scenario. That's just what it is. Everyone is valid. Make sure you validate yourselves.
So let's talk for real. When they did that, again, all the people that he made fun of, he made the quote, or when comedians do these jokes, they say something that you said, and then they bust it and put it in their own way.
They remix it.
But this is something that I didn't say at all. So I have no control over this. You said I'm top 5 rappers. You said I spit hot fire. And I'm over here as a kid saying, what are they talking about? Not only that, but right after, anytime I send my music to DJs, they say, oh, that's the nigga that David Chappelle made fun of. Nah, I'm good on that. Not only that, but every promoter says, nah, we're not booking him. So now I have a newborn, and the fridge is empty. In 2005, I'm empty. No one is calling me. Everyone is laughing. This is legend now. I'm legend now. Now I'm legend. I'm fucked up for what you just did. And you're not answering the phone. No one is answering the phone. So everybody said, oh, your boss, no, man. You've gone through, man. You make it. How? When at that time, no one picking up their phone, not a one label. And at that time, you had to sign to a record label, not one label. And I know all of them, so I'm calling them direct. And they're like, I can't help you. That joke, gone by. That joke took over.
That joke burned your career.
The joke actually burned it. At that time, I couldn't do nothing.
Okay. So that's kind of sad. Now that I'm getting more context on what he's talking about, that's kind of sad. He's saying that the Chappelle joke did more damage than good to his personal career. He's not a fan of the fact that, you know, him sitting back becoming Dylon was not a beneficial thing for him. Unfortunately, his career was catching L's because that skit was so funny. It over encompassed everything that he had achieved on making the band, which is that sucks, I guess, you know. And Dave Chappelle is over here. He just Chappelle's like, sorry. Chappelle is just sitting there raking in hella money off of the jokes that he made from the show. And Dylon is unfortunately in this scenario where your jokes cost me, according to him, his jokes cost him a career. But to play devil's advocate, we're going to watch a quick little highlight video of how Dylon was behaving on Making the Band. And we will see if Dave Chappelle was off the mark at all when it came to how he was behaving on the show. All right. I mean, no disrespect to you, Dylon, by the way, if you see this. This is just me. I'm just making content for the internet, my friend. I hope you're doing well. All right, here we go.
You stink, Bubba Way. This is silent, man.
I can't hear you.
It's real low. It's monotone.
I know. Like, I can't hear you, though. I can't even hear what you're saying.
I'm making history right now. Don't try to water me down and change my style.
The problem with Dylan is even though we're grinding down in the ghetto, but so we go and so we go.
See, my first lifetime being around them Rasta camps, initiated the Brooklyn kids and bust more of them. They say we's a people.
What I'm gonna do is give them a little more of the veteran music or a little more piece of this dancehall, but I'm still gonna keep it in this raw form of I and I of Dylan. I'm the only one that has it like this right now at this moment in the world.
I'm gonna catch beat with police, yeah, I'm still give dance.
This is the time I've been waiting for.
Looking both ways when
what to say about him.
Dylan's ready. I wanna have you in the kitchen, put up on the dresser, show you in the closet, then undress you.
We can chill, girl, let's stop playing, you need to come home with me. We can chill, girl, let's stop playing, you need to come home with me.
Them try to crucify me and put me upon the crosses. Move aside, soldiers, let me talk to your bosses. All the while me fight 40 win, no losses. Now I'ma own the mic 40 bar, no flosses. Puss.
But up them over ya and them Ouija, man a righteous heart and I will love ya mighty. Pull up my trunky to pop the posse. Every area falls when they like me.
Okay. Okay. So from what I'm gathering, Diddy was trying to make the best of a situation with a Jamaican or a coastal Caribbean. I don't know where Dylan's from, but he was trying to make the best of a situation where he has to make this person a star and also somewhat coherent so that people can listen. And I don't know. He was definitely getting mad love from Wyclef when Wyclef was there. But things, you know, he definitely had confidence. Remember, he said he was the only one in the world who could achieve what he was doing. And, you know, he did that. And Dave Chappelle ran with it and created a funny moment on a TV show that will never, ever die. Because it was really good. It was really good. All right. Yeah, that's my thoughts. Yep, that's it. Okay, everybody, so that is a new episode of JD Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to see and or hear more, let me know, and I will try my hardest to create this content as often as possible. Shout out to everybody out there who enjoys hearing my voice on a bi-weekly, bi-monthly basis. Again, trying to work on interviewing some people in the future. Would love to do that. And we'll see if that is something that is incorporated with this. We'll see. I have no idea. I'm just trying stuff out right now. All right. Thank y'all for checking this out. I need to start telling y'all to leave me messages. Leave me voicemails. You can click the link in the description above or below and hopefully leave me a voicemail. Also, if you ever have a topic you want me to talk about, you can also send those inquiries to me through that same those same links. Send me a message. Send me a voicemail. And if you're listening to this on audio, would love if you rate, subscribe, review, leave 5 stars, and we'll keep doing this for however long. All right, man. I'm done. J Dylon is gone, bruv. Hey, bomba clatte on the river, on the bank, on the river, on the bank. All right, that's it. We'll be right back.